Well, what do you call one of those large garbage bins in apartment complex? Big green.
Dumpster.
Okay. That seems to be a universal name for it.
They were the first.
Is that why?
You know, like Kleenex, type of thing.
Zipper.
Yeah. Right.
Do you have a special name for a large garbage can that you might put, out on the street or wherever it is?
Well, a garbage can to me is one of the big metal 55-gallon numbers.
What about the one in the kitchen?
That'd just be a garbage pail, sort of.
What do you call a room in a house that it's enclosed, but it's designed to receive a lot of sunlight? Maybe it's enclosed in glass or something. Maybe it used to be a porch in glass.
Florida room?
Yeah. Are they called that here?
No, but my mom's from Florida, so yeah. Sunrooms is, I guess, what they call them here.
What's a room in the house? If you keep your living room completely formal, you put your TV and all that junk in another room, what's that room?
Where the TV is?
Yeah.
The den.
Okay. You ever call the family?
Depends whether you have a family or not. You see, a lot of these things, like the Florida room, I'd be talking to my mom and she'd know Florida room. But if I was talking to someone local, I would say sunroom.
Alright.
I mean, I would never say, if I was describing it to some friend of mine here, I'd say sunroom. But if I was talking to my mom, I'd say, or any of my relatives down in Florida, I'd say Florida room. I mean, you have to, if you're going to communicate, you have to say the word that the particular person is going
to
recognize.
To hear your conversation.
Right.
Well, I'm conducting this interview completely different than I've done it in the past. I know that's true. Yeah, anytime you give me two words, if you do use them with different people,
mm-hmm.
Tell me that.
Okay.
Say you have a two-story house, and upstairs you have a bathroom complete with bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a room you might have downstairs with only a toilet and sink?
That's a half. Half a bath.
You might say I have a house with two bathrooms and a half bath.
Well, it would be two and a half baths.
Oh, okay. What do you call a house having three or more rooms in a row?
Shotgun.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a house that... I should have a standard drawing for this, but I don't. These are usually out in the country, but I don't know if you can see one. They've got two rooms like this. The roof goes across them like that, but this is an open courtyard in here. It's just two rooms. Have you ever seen one like that? This might be for cooking, and this might be for sleeping.
Now, would this be floored in, or would that just be grass?
No, it's just grass.
There's grass in there. I wouldn't know what it's called, but that is a colonial style where they always used to have a kitchen was a separate room because they didn't want to heat up the house.
Oh, yeah.
So the kitchen is always separately in that type of architecture, say mid-1800s or before that. The kitchen was a cabin out back, and then they'd bring the food into the dining room.
All right, but now this house only has two rooms.
Never heard of it.
All right, it's called a dog trot house.
Dog trot, huh? Yeah.
Even if you don't have a dog.
Right.
All right, have you ever seen a house that looks like this? This is a long, the front door is here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a long hall, and it leads into one room. It's just a room of the house with a long hall coming off the end.
Never.
Okay, that is called a flying elm. Never heard of that.
Never.
Have you ever seen any small houses like that of really odd design or like a peculiar fashion?
No. Most houses I've seen may seem peculiar now. You know, there was that